We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Unbelievable news. I would say, at least in my lifetime, this is the most sudden, tragic sports icon death that I've experienced. I never played basketball, and I know that as a basketball player, Kobe was looked up to as like the pinnacle for work ethic and striving for success. Talk about that and what kind of loss that is as someone who follows basketball.
It's unbearable. It's gigantic. It's something that is beyond basketball. It's just Kobe was such an icon as far as his work ethic, as far as doing things the right way. You know, my aspiration as a coach is always to have your best players as your hardest workers. And Phil Jackson and, you know, other coaches that have had Kobe Bryant, the pleasure of coaching him, Coach K, didn't have to worry about that. You know, he came in every single day. He worked really hard. He was really diligent about his craft and then brought others, because his leadership brought others to do that. This is a very, very tough one for me personally, because in my era growing up, I graduated in 2002. Kobe was my Michael. Now, I was young enough where I remember seeing Michael play in the SIC championships, but I vividly remembered all five of his championships from when I was a kid all the way to my adulthood. And this has been really tough on me emotionally. You know, this is a tough one because, you know, this is probably one of the biggest icons that I, in my lifetime, that I can remember that has struck a chord with me emotionally to the point brought me to tears as a grown man. And you know, my wife is dealing with it tough. My daughter's 4 years old, and she was just, like, sad because I'm sad. And, you know, so this thing is going to linger for a while.
He was a part of some of the most memorable teams in history, too. You know, he won five championships. Obviously, he had the connection with Shaq. Talk about that. He was an era of basketball. Like, he is the poster child for an entire era of basketball. I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, again, like, you know, his maturation as far as when he was a kid coming in at 17 years old and then playing with Nick Van Exel, Eddie George, Eldon Campbell when he first came in the league, and those guys took him under his wing, to playing with Kobe, Rick Fox, Robert Horry, just to name a few, obviously Derek Fisher, and then watch him just, you know, grow through that and win the championships from a young kid to obviously when Shaq and him split after their third, and then winning two more. After that, you could see, you watched his leadership ability grow. Kobe was kind of misunderstood because he didn't like hang out. You know, hanging out to him was like getting to the gym and working hard. And, you know, he kind of was a loner in that aspect, but he was a great teammate. You know, if you watch like Carmelo and you watch like obviously how it affected LeBron, I mean, as a brother, it's so emotional and it's so surreal that we're here.
All right, you guys, it's a kind of a strange dynamic, because I would say you guys might be a little young to remember the prime Kobe years. Would that be correct? But you know, obviously, Kobe Bryant's legend, and obviously you caught the end of his career, middle to end of his career. Talk about what you guys went through yesterday. We'll start with Dominic. Talk about that.
I mean, it kind of caught me off guard because it's like, it's Kobe. He's a hero. You don't expect someone like him just to pass out of anywhere. Like, it's when he passed, it hit me like I knew him, because when I was growing up, I was always watching his highlights, watching his videos, taking his advice. Like, he taught me a lot, and it's just hard for me to kind of comprehend the whole situation. It hit me heavy last night.
I'll say the same for me. You know, I fell in love with Kobe when I was like 6 years old, just a little kid watching him on the TV, go from on YouTube watching his highlights and stuff. Like, I looked up to him, and not just on the court, it's just off the court too, like how he impacted others, and others, like, they didn't even watch basketball, and somehow like Kobe still has an impact on their life, and I just find it hard to believe still.
You guys are really young, obviously still trying to figure out who you guys are, who you want to be. What about Kobe Bryant and what he was for his entire career on and off the court do you want to emulate?
I say his work ethic. You know, not too many people have like his work ethic and his like mindset, like Mamba mentality. Nobody in the world really has that. Like Kobe right there, like he inspires others to like give it that extra, like get that extra push, like make sure, like makes you motivated to do something you think that you can't do. It's just, that's what he had on me personally.
I'm sorry. Yeah, just his mentality, it was something different. It's like nothing you would ever see. He was willing to go he was willing to go farther than anyone else in the league would. He would do the most for his team, not even and off the court, for his family. Did everything for his daughter Gianna, who also passed. It's just nothing that he wouldn't do for what he loved and what he wanted. He got it done at all times.
Yeah, and that brings me to another point. You're a father and you have a daughter, I believe you said,
daughter,
right?
Daughter and two boys.
Okay. I mean, that just adds a whole nother layer of the tragedy of the event as a father.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
You know, it was raw enough when you heard it was Kobe, and then there was speculation, there was other people on the plane, and then things kept coming through Twitter, kept coming through social media outlets, as well as text messages. I was getting 50 text messages at a time. And then when I found out, like, Gianna, and that just broke me, because, like, I can just put myself in that situation, you know, and think about, like, you know, if something, whatever was happened to me and happened to one of my kids, and then now my wife and the other two kids have to, you know, live without that, you know. So, you know, Vanessa's going to need a lot of support. Obviously, his family's going to need a lot of support with that. That's something that made me hug my daughter, hug my two boys tight. You know, so put it in perspective. You know, like we keep talking about we're fighting for our basketball lives over here at Sweet Home, in which we are, but that's such a small thing. I mean, it's just in context of just what we're trying to do as a basketball team and as a family. We keep talking about family, but it's bigger than that. And, you know, I try to tell these guys every day, like, you don't know when things are going to be taken from you. You can slip. These kids can turn an ankle, mess up a knee, anything, a car accident away. I hope not, you know. But, you know, they need to understand that tomorrow's not promised, so they got to do things today. And that's what made me really realize today and also yesterday. I was very numb. I'm numb now talking about it. It seems like I'm in a dream, bad dream. But, you know, it really put in perspective of what's important, and that's family. That's people that love you and you love them. Working your hardest, trying to do things the right way, and just worrying about, you know, just trying to just do things the right way that you believe in, staying to your conviction, your morals. Kobe Bryant was someone, just like what Silas was talking about, and also Dom, you know, the Mamba mentality, the way he was able to do for other people. He was on the verge of doing something way bigger than what he already did with basketball, which is create an academy for people, for kids that are dreaming to play the sport. But, you know, he's spilling in his dire desperation to be a competitor. He's spilling in his ability to prep, right, his preparation and all that kind of stuff. He's trying to make kids and make people better. And, you know, what he was able to do in a short period of time after basketball, in my opinion, is far way more important than what he's done as a basketball player. And that's probably the biggest legacy I think he can continue, because that thing's going to continue on. And there's speculation of turning – the logo into Kobe and all those kind of things. I mean, that's, you know, a knee-jerk reaction. But if that happens, that would be special. But, you know, I think that academy is something that's going to be life-lasting.
One of the things I thought most interesting, at least following on social media, was this is a guy who's one of the all-time point leaders, numerous career highlights. But the one highlight that I saw, the one video I saw more than any other video, was the one of him and Gianna courtside, and he's explaining a play. Talk about what that means, and you kind of hit on it a little bit, but that, you know, this is a guy who's worth $500 million. Mm-hmm. He, you know, achieved the pinnacle of his craft, and yet the most important thing that people remember from the last couple of weeks is his relationship with his family. Talk about that.
That's exactly kind of what I'm talking about. You know, sports is great because we were just talking about that in our practice. Like, it builds character, and it kind of reveals who you are as a person. And Kobe Bryant loved his basketball family, but he loved his immediate family just as much, if not even more, obviously. And the bond that we saw, we only got a glimpse of it. So you know that bond was so strong between him and his daughters, not just her, but definitely Gianna, as far as talking the game of basketball. And, you know, I was just thinking as you bring that up about that. But Jimmy Kimmel, there has been a clip about him, and he was talking about his daughter. And then Jimmy was talking about, you know, about the legacy after him. And he was talking, I'm paraphrasing, but he was explaining that, you know, UNV, or his friends were saying, UNV got to have a boy, carry the legacy. And Gianna saying, I got this, you know. And that's exactly Mamba mentality. You know, it's not about, like, the gender. And what he has done for women's basketball is unparalleled for that. And it's just unbelievable. I think that he was really on the cusp of doing something very special. But getting back to Gianna, I mean, that moment when I watched that, even a couple of weeks ago when I saw that, and I did see it live because I was watching that game, I was just envisioning myself in a couple of years with my daughter, you know, my kids. And I think that every parent can relate to that, just like with Silas and Dom talk about, that might not even appreciate basketball. You can appreciate the father and the daughter relationship that was really special.
Yeah, talk about that more, both you guys, if you can. You know, basketball's great. I'm assuming you guys love basketball. That's why you're here. But did it make you appreciate your loved ones, your family, your friends more, seeing that, you know, that's the clip that's being, you know, this is a guy who is one of the greatest ever, but the clip most commonly being played is him with his family. Did that make you appreciate your family and friends more?
It just goes to show you that, like, you never know when one of your loved ones can just, like, leave you. So it's just, like, what I saw on ESPN, it was Jay Williams. He was saying how, like, if you got, like, beef with your family, or if it's, like, something going on, and, like, just squash it because, like, it's still your loved ones. You never know when it's, like, your last hello or your last goodbye with them. And with Kobe, he just used basketball to express, like, the way how he feels. Like, with that one clip with Gianna, when I saw on TV, it just shows his love for basketball and how it connected them, like, together. And even though, like, it's father and daughter, but basketball was, like, made them stronger.
Kind of just shows you how fast life really comes at you. One day you're just having fun with your family, your friends. One day you might not ever see them again. And it made me realize, like, I got to enjoy every second that I have. I got to make the most out of everything I can do, and just do what I can to make others around me happy and to make myself happy. And it kind of just shows how it affected not only me, but the people around us. Like, Kendrick Perkins just tweeted at Kevin Durant, I'm sorry for everything I said, I love you, all that. It kind of affected everyone around us, that we need to realize that we love everyone around us no matter what truly happens. Like, you got to appreciate what you have, because not everyone is always going to have what you have, and you got to realize that you have it before it's really gone.
Never take it for granted either. Like, you got to appreciate what you got.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.